This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, beautiful soul, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Piraldi, your coffee-loving, truth-speaking, energy-reading, spiritual hype girl. And today we're diving into something I know so many of us wrestle with, especially when life isn't going according to the Pinterest board version of the plan. Today's episode is called Embracing the Seasons of Your Life. And let me just say this, if you've been feeling stuck, slow down, or like you're not where you should be, then babe, this one's for you. Because here's the truth. You're not meant to be blooming all the damn time. We need to normalize the pause. We need to honor the reset. And we need to stop shaming ourselves when we're not constantly thriving, hustling, glowing, healing, and ascending. That's not soul work. That's burnout disguised as spiritual glitter. Nature's blueprint. Nature has always been my favorite teacher. Like, have you ever just sat outside, no phone, no agenda, and just watched how everything just is? The trees don't force their leaves to grow. The moon doesn't hustle to stay on schedule. The ocean isn't panicking about whether the waves are big enough. Nature trusts its rhythm. It honors each phase. We expect ourselves to be in bloom 24/7. And that's not just unrealistic, it's unsustainable. I once had a season where I was doing all the things. Launching new offers, posting on socials, showing up for my community, being the best mom, friend, sister, teacher, and then I crashed hard. It wasn't because I wasn't capable. It was because I was ignoring my winter. My soul was whispering, pause, rest, reset. But my ego was shouting, keep going or you'll fall behind. It wasn't because I wasn't capable. It was because I was ignoring my winter. My soul was whispering, pause, rest, reset. But my ego was shouting, keep going or you'll fall behind. Spoiler alert, rest isn't falling behind. It's catching up with yourself. The four energetic seasons of life. Let's dive deeper into these seasons because naming the energy you're in can be a massive permission slip. Spring, the season of new beginnings. Think of spring as the spark. The initiation, that quiet little whisper that says, maybe it's time. Maybe you're exploring a new passion. Maybe a new version of yourself is starting to emerge. There's freshness, hope, curiosity. You might feel a little unsure, like a baby deer finding its footing, but there's aliveness. Summer, the season of expansion. This is the go-getter season. It's where you're doing the damn thing. You feel bold, magnetic, on fire. You're leading, launching, creating, stepping out. But summer can also bring pressure, the fear of burning out. So remember, expansion doesn't mean overextending. You get to be empowered and supported. Fall, the season of surrender. Here's where things start to shift. What used to work might not anymore. People, roles, routines, they may start to feel heavy. You're being called to reevaluate, to shed, to release. It can feel scary, especially if you like control. Hi, I see you. But trust me, letting go creates sacred space for the new. Winter, the season of deep rest. And now, winter, the season most of us resist. It's slow, it's quiet, it's not cute on Instagram, but it is necessary. Winter is for reflection, healing, and integration. It's the cocoon before the butterfly. It's where the magic brews in the unseen. You might not have clarity in this season, and that's okay. Winter isn't about doing, it's about being. Stop fighting the season you're in. Here's where we go deeper. If you're constantly resisting the season you're in, you miss the medicine of it. I know it's hard. You see someone online thriving, building a six-figure empire, running marathons, parenting like a pro, and you're like, I barely made it out of bed today. But what if your version of growth today was getting out of bed? What if honoring your needs is the most spiritual thing you could do? Let me ask you, what would it look like to fully accept where you are? And what have you been forcing that's not in alignment with your current season? Are you comparing your winter to someone's curated summer? Remember, Instagram isn't real life. You are not behind. You're exactly where you're meant to be. Affirmations and anchors. Let these affirmations ground you. I trust the timing of my life. I am allowed to rest without guilt. I grow even in stillness. What's meant for me will never miss me. My worth is not dependent on my output. I surrender what no longer serves me and make space for what's next. Maybe one of these affirmations is exactly what your soul needed today. Write it down. Tape it to your mirror. Repeat it until your nervous system believes it. Let the seasons do their work. One of the most powerful decisions you can make is to let yourself be where you are. Stop rushing your healing. Stop forcing clarity. Stop shaming yourself for being tired. You are cycling. You are evolving. You are not supposed to have it all figured out. Every season is sacred. Every version of you is worthy. And sometimes the biggest glow up is the one that happens in the dark, when no one's watching, clapping, or validating. Let the seasons do their work in you. The surrender is the transformation. If this episode spoke to you, pass it on. Send it to someone who's been doubting themselves, who thinks they need to be on all the time to be worthy. We all need this reminder. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, and we're on all the outlets. And leave a review if you feel called to. It means the world to me. And don't forget, you can connect with me anytime over on Instagram at Spiritual Gangster Pod. Wherever you are right now, whatever season you're in, you're not late. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're blooming in your own divine time. Sending you so much love. Stay sassy, stay real, and keep living like a spiritual gangster.